Ecuador has again denounced the UK over its actions in relation to Julian Assange during an emergency meeting of the Organisation of American States. Foreign ministers and diplomats from South America, the US and Canada spent the day debating the situation with Ecuador, which was looking for support from its neighbours. But some of them, including powerful Brazil, told Ecuador to sort out the standoff with Britain and leave them out of it. Our Washington correspondent Lisa Miller sat in on the meeting. Lisa, a vote has been taken. Did Ecuador get the support that it was after?
Elizabeth, it had called for this emergency meeting of the foreign ministers and diplomats of this region because it wanted a strong sign of support. So the short answer is yes, they did vote in favour of this declaration that Ecuador put forward, but they did not get all the response that they were looking for. Certainly it gave Ecuador a platform to put forward more of its arguments over the case of Julian Assange. Let's have a listen to the foreign minister. Mr. Ricardo Patino.
An assault on our national sovereignty. We may be a small country, but we are giants in terms of dignity and our own right to sovereignty. No country can be treated in this manner as if it were a mere colony. That history is long gone.
And that was obviously the voice of an interpreter there for Ecuador's Foreign Minister, Ricardo Patino. So, Lisa, Ecuador has some support, but it certainly wasn't unanimous support, was it?
No, and it was interesting to hear from a country like Brazil, which is taking a very powerful role at the moment ahead of hosting the World Cup and the Olympics in a few years as well. And it was very much encouraging Ecuador to sit down and discuss this through diplomatic channels with the UK. This is all about this perceived threat from Britain to burst into the embassy in London. Now, the UK says that it was not threatening to do so, and it has tried or attempted to calm the situation down. But as you can hear from the words from the Ecuadorian foreign minister, it would seem that the language being used is still as heated as ever.
Now, the UK, of course, isn't a member of this group, but it was, I understand, able to deliver a statement. What did the ambassador have to say?
Well, he brought it back very much to the point about why Sweden wanted Julian Assange in the first place, reminding the member countries there that this was about sexual assault allegations, serious sexual assault allegations, he said, and that Julian Assange had only sought refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in London after he'd gone through every legal channel that he could in the UK. But he did end it with a note towards all the members, including Ecuador, by saying that the UK did not mean to threaten, that to ambush them in the embassy. That was never in their intention and did not believe that that had been their intention. Of course, Ecuador says that's the threat it faces. So the standoff continues, Elizabeth. You would have to ask what they have achieved after 5 hours of debate, but perhaps Ecuador will walk away feeling like it does have some support and backing from its neighbouring countries.
And I wonder, Lisa, whether this qualified show of support for Ecuador will make any difference to the future of Julian Assange.
Well, he's been in that embassy in London now for more than 2 months, and while they're trying to re-energise the diplomatic channels and get talks going to work a way through this, you would think that they are almost at the same spot they were some time ago, that there seems to be no clear direction as the police still surround that embassy and Ecuador is determined to try and give him asylum.
That's our North America correspondent, Lisa Miller, joining us there from Washington.